Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So, just a little bit ago, we were talking about how Katie Cat went to the movie theater to go see Stranger Things finale.
Yeah.
Stranger Things.
Plural.
It was a thing finale. Anyway, I saw the pictures of you and baby Nana standing there next to the poster and everything.
Oh, yeah, we dressed up.
Which is always funny to me, too, to see people standing in front of a poster taking a picture.
Yeah. I went to this movie.
Yeah, it's always like silly to me.
And we looked for that poster. Really? I want you to know.
We got to get a picture next to the poster so people know that we were here.
We did. That's exactly
it. You both had big old smiles on your faces. Yeah. And both of you had Stranger Things gear on, if I recall.
Yeah, we're both big fans of the show.
She had a t-shirt?
She had the sweater, the crew neck sweatshirt.
Sweater.
Had, and again, folks who are not familiar with the show, part of their cover is the kids work at a radio station. Mm-hmm. That's why I love part of the show, it just speaks to me, but it's called The Squawk, and that is what Zoe and I were wearing. We were wearing station gear, essentially. So she had on the crew neck with The Squawk, and then I had on the jacket, like not really a Letterman's jacket, but kind of that style.
It was that old school 80s, kind of a shiny,
like the sheeny,
sheen.
Yeah.
Really good looking jacket.
It
like I saw that and I was like, damn, that's very vintage, very retro.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. It was
loved
great. It was great.
That'll be fun for you to wear on multiple occasions just for funsies.
I mean, it won't, because that's probably the only time I would have used it
is at the
finale. Is why I bought the jacket, I made sure I kept the receipt. I kept the tags on the jacket, and I returned that thing the next day. You bet I did. That's $45. And then I feel like you, of all people, would have appreciated this because I brought back that jacket, and then I bought adult things. I bought toilet paper, paper towels, and baby wipes. So I just want to say, I went and bought the things I needed, and so I adulted, and I thought you would be all for it. I was like, guess what I did?
Scamming a company out of
No, I did not. And that's the thing is I have never, ever done that, but I went to this place to buy Stranger Things stuff because I wanted it for the movie, and they didn't have what I wanted. I wanted the hat, the $20 radio station hat that I was going to wear. They didn't have that, but they had the $50 jacket, and so I was like, I'm only going to use this once. I cannot justify
buying the jacket. I don't know, that jacket. Did you see it, Josh? It was a good-looking jacket.
It was nice. No, I liked
it. But again,
you looked good in it.
When am I going to use that?
Like, that's just a fun jacket to wear here to a radio station, you know?
I would agree. I would agree.
Like, station events. Like, it'd be a really fun jacket. Anyway, the bottom line is, Katie went to this store, spent $50, we'll round up after tax.
Yeah.
$50 on a jacket, wore it to a movie theater of all places where you're sitting on a seat where multiple people sit.
Oh, don't
you, where
do
you can
that.
Get lice.
You went to a party with yours and then sent it
we
back.
We don't need to bring that up. and then took it back.
Yes.
And kept the tag tucked in the back.
I did. I didn't take the tag off the jacket.
I want to be
it
mad at you.
It's very sneaky, but
it was
smart.
I want to be mad at you.
The funny thing is, again, I kept the receipt. I had a story. Like, when I went to go return it, I was going to be like, I bought it for my daughter, but funny enough, she already bought one for herself because we were going to go see the finale, and so I'm just totally going to bring
it back.
You
made up a story?
I made up a story.
Were the associates probably like, oh, I don't care.
Katie, it's a 17-year-old doing
returns. They don't care. They'll just scan it and return it,
Katie. I got my receipt. Here's the thing. Your money's on the car. That's all it was.
You probably walked away a little disappointed because you didn't get to tell your
story.
I
know. So, I didn't even get to tell that story, but I did feel a little bad. I'm not going to lie. Returning it made me feel ick. Just a little.
A little ick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what Katie was referring to before the break in December, my wife and I went to a fundraiser event, and we found out that it was a 1940s themed fundraiser event.
Yeah, Gatsby, like Great Gatsby,
Gatsby
type stuff.
Yes, it was a Gatsby event. And so I went on Amazon and ordered full Gatsby gear.
Yeah.
Wore it that night to the event. The very next day, packaged it up and sent it right back to Amazon.
So kind of the same thing I did, except you didn't even come up with the story.
You didn't have to.
The thing. Like, truly, as I'm talking about this, where am I going to wear 40s or 20s attire?
20s. The roaring 20s.
The roaring 20s. Thank you. So where am I going to wear the 20s gear on a daily basis.
That makes
more
sense.
Where you can rock that retro
jacket
anytime.
No, fashion is cyclical. Next year, that Gatsby stuff's going to be in trending. Like, you will be the best. Like, you're on top of it. You're ahead of the game.
Show up to my next all staff meeting wearing that. Hey, gal, move over. Get in my seat.
So now the kids are wearing
the newsboy hat and the high trousers. Come on.
Get out of my way. Let's talk big business here. No, that I had every right to return that.
And I did too.
And I didn't wear it to a movie theater.
Like, you wore it to a party.
But I'm
that's
clean.
Even worse.
Like, it was just on me. I showered beforehand.
I'm also clean.
No. That sound.
No. Stop it.
I don't know. I'm a little, I want to be mad at you. But
that's not hard for you.
It's hard. It's hard because I just did the same damn thing. Yours was a little more ballsy though than mine.
I did. I had the story.
Because you had to go face to face with.
I was ready with that story.
It leads me to just a quick thought about when you buy clothes at places. Do you guys wash them beforehand? I am not a wash the clothes before I wear them guy. I think this flannel. I don't think I've even washed this flannel that I'm wearing today. I always just wear it right off the bat.
I think it depends. Yeah.
Because in my mind, that is the most pristine, that's the most beautiful, clean, crisp that garment will ever be. That is the best it'll ever look. So I'm wearing it straight off the rack.
Yeah. And it depends for me. It depends on the clothing. Now, typically, I will wash it, especially if it's like a T-shirt or a hoodie or something like that. I'll throw that in the washer. But for instance, like this thing that I bought from Reese's, it's a little like pullover cardigan thing.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's when it's on the rack there, it's in the most pristine. It's, yeah, you know, like
totally.
Washing changes the makeup of this fabric. So
especially hoodies.
Yeah. So it kind of
hoodies
like
get crunchy.
They get
crispy,
gross.
Weird.
Well,
yeah.
The hoodies thing, I just feel like it's so porous. I don't know. So I just feel like it's grabbing onto all the stuff. So that's why I want to wash the hoodie.
How about underpants?
Every time. Every time.
I don't wash my underpants.
No, mine are, but I think men are like packaged in the seal that you can't break,
it's
right?
It's different for women,
you can
I
sift
think,
through
too.
Your underpants at the store. Well, like at Victoria's Secret, you're going through them, right?
And the colored lint, right? Like, you don't want to, I'm just saying.
We don't have to think about that.
The colored lint.
It's
like,
kind of exciting,
you gotta
be careful. Right?
Whoa!
Hey, I'm green!
Hey! That's a fun color.
It's Grinchmas.
Yeah, I don't wash my underpants.
No. I do. I definitely do the underpants.
My only concern with the underpants is the, like, if I'm buying, like, black underpants, you know, like, the dyes in there. Like, a dark blue, a red, you know. That's my only concern. I'm putting, like, dyes right on my junk.
Knickknack's like, what did you do?
And I don't know if that kids, you're good.
Yeah, I'm good. We're fine. So I don't know if the dyes would affect anything on a guy. I don't know. I don't know the logistics behind that. But that's generally my only concern. But I love cracking open a fresh pair of underpants that have never been washed and slapping them on.
Really?
Giving them hell.
Yeah. Take that.
Anyway. If anyone has comments, phone lines are always open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 if you want to talk about washing your underpants. So with all this being said, and Katie was like, I'm clean.
I am, though.
I'm
this
clean.
Is different.
Katie came in today and divulged something to us, and both Josh and I had our mouth wide open because I think you're foul.
Oh, no.
Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what you did?
Here's the thing is, again, I've been running, right? I like to run, and when I run, especially on the trek back, so that second mile, I'm worn out, I'm breathing, and usually I have to blow my nose. Like, while I'm running, I have to blow my nose or I can't breathe. And I don't know if it's just all the wind we've had lately or what, but it is like messing with my allergy. So as I'm running, I have to blow my nose. And typically, I will bring tissue with me. So I have my little runner pack thing and I have tissue in there. So I am ready. But there's been times when I don't have any tissue. And so you got to just snot rocket that into the trees.
Whoa,
and you
kind
of know the way you guys are. I hate it. Like, I don't want to do it, but I just figure, like, my mind is people are bringing their dogs and, you know, animals all over the place.
Yeah.
They're doing things in these trees that, you know, is a little bit unsavory as well. But the thing that brought it up.
But they're animals and they have no choice.
It's, here's the part of the story that I haven't told yet. And this is where it, like, just got me questioning because as I did it, so I'm running, right? And I look all the ways to make sure that nobody is around me so I don't disgust anybody. And so I'm coming around the corner, and I'm right in the part where the path of the trees is, so it gives me some blocking, right, so nobody can see me. And I go ahead and I get the right nostril. I'm all, frah. And then I get the left nostril, and I'm like, eh. And all of a sudden, I hear from behind me, ew. Oh. And it's somebody on an e-bike. And I was like, okay, Mr. Tour de Fast. You're not even working out. Yeah. Like, your bike is doing the work for you, and you're going to out me? No. Like, I got so mad about it, because that is where I was like, that's not okay. Like, you're barely breaking a sweat getting on and off your bike, sir.
Hey, maybe he's not using it to work out.
No, I don't care. Like, you don't out somebody who's running and trying to get their workout on. Like, again, I tried to make sure nobody. And here's the thing, I didn't hear you on your e-bike because you're not even pedaling.
Josh is raising his hand.
Well, I just have questions.
We're calling on Josh in class.
Why can't you, like, there's just suck it in and then spit it out?
Like, no, it doesn't work for me. Like,
you can't just go like,
no,
or just
and then
swallow.
When
it.
I'm like, no,
just be normal and swallow.
And
it.
When I do try and do the, you know, inhale, it doesn't work, and then I lose my breath and I can't run right
I've
anymore.
I've played sports my entire life,
Josh,
and I've never snot rocketed.
I know you
I
said
have never
that,
either because I think it's so incredibly disgusting, and I've seen people do it.
Like, I'll spit,
and it's just so foul.
And
for
spitting,
you, it's. For you, that was a total overshare because it was an overshare, one. And two, it was an overshare with the wrong profession because you know I'm going to talk about it on the air.
No. Well, I thought you would agree with me. That's the thing.
I don't spit.
I thought for sure you guys had done this. So that's why I told you.
Yeah, you said it with confidence.
Clearly, they're going to agree with me. Like, that was my mindset going into
telling
you.
My concern with the snot rocket. just saying.
I know. It's so
What did you
I'm
call
such
it? A
prude.
Farm or something?
A farmer's blow. Yeah.
Okay, I'd never heard that.
Yeah,
so.
It's when you're a farmer, you're out in the field. My concern always with that was that I would just blow it all over my shirt.
Yeah. Same.
Yep. Right? And then what situation are you in? Then you're taking your hands and smearing it and trying to wipe it, or you're grabbing leaves, or that's nasty. So one, I'm impressed that you can fire it off and not get it on your
shirt. It's all about that lean.
It's truly, like, it's gross. You probably shouldn't tell anybody this ever again.
No.
I really thought you'd agree with me.
But, like,
so
also think about men
defense.
Too. Like, Jeremy and I, we have facial hair. That'll go all over our beard. Like, it'll go over your mustache. Yo,
again,
you
gotta
be
running. You gotta be running, and then at the very last second, like,
do you do the nose plug?
You have to. You have to. Come on. Like, I can't
generally,
be the
you know,
only
I
one.
Act a little bit on the show. It's part of the gig. You act. You know,
you are genuinely disgusted with me right now.
Truly, right now, I feel gross. And I am genuinely not acting disgusted with you. I don't know why. It's just.
Well, you know what? I work out. So there's that.
So gross, Katie. I don't ever want to, like, have you hand me anything. I don't want to borrow a pen from you. I don't want to hold your phone to take a picture. Like, I'm done.
Yeah, think twice. Huh?
I'm done.
Okay.
All right. Well. Go wash your hands.